What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, there's been a lot of excitement throughout the Delaware Valley about the Paul George signing and what could be for the 76ers. There's also been, I'd say, a fair amount, and certainly John's show spoke to it, of pessimism of whether it'll actually work. Look, today we'll dive in on our sense of expectations for this new incarnation of the 76ers, whether they can actually, really, truly get it done. Look, we'll talk to you about it at 215-592-9494. A lot on the Phils, obviously, as they resume their season tonight, back at it after a day off. The Eagles getting close. If you don't know, John, they're getting close to training camp, man. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've really taken stock of that. Like, we are in July. We're in July. Training camp starts, you know, in July.
This is when that sort of twingy feeling in the stomach starts.
Yeah, but probably
those
not for us, just for you, Jeff. Yeah. Just for you, Jeff.
And James, not even for the present players, because they don't have the 2-a-days like Richie had.
Yeah, it's like nothing
now. Or the 3-a-days Bill Burney had.
That's true. That's true. And you know, we would be working out twice a day right now to get ready. I know I would be working out. Yes. I would have about 15 pounds that I'd have to pair off right now to get to my performance weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Before we get to that.
Yes.
The son of composer John Williams. We talked about on this show all the time.
Many
John
times.
Williams, we love John
the
Williams
greatest
on this
composer.
Show.
Yes. Joseph Williams is his son and the lead singer of Toto.
Wow.
The right? lead singer of Toto.
I didn't know that.
And he also was the voice of Adult Simba and The Lion King.
Wow.
And he sang the Gummy Bears theme song.
All right, listen,
which
impressive.
I don't know if you remember.
I
Gummy
don't.
Bears. One of my favorite cartoons way back in the day. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
I'm impressed. No, I don't remember that.
Well, it was awesome. And that was Joseph Williams. And that's John Williams' son.
Well, it's a good one today.
Crazy.
Well, listen, you'll see what your son lives up to, okay?
Thank you.
I'd say the riches are lagging behind.
That's the way you went with it,
yeah,
huh?
Well, okay. First off, let me put it this way. Joe Ritchie, better shot to be son with Williams than John Ritchie is John Williams. But that's all right. All right, let's get to it here. I'm sorry. I didn't take a shot.
It's on either.
It's all with love. All right.
So, very convoluted.
All right, we're going to do a lot on the Phils. We're going to do a lot on the Eagles. But let's start with the 76ers. Look, I don't have to tell you, they made a big move. 27 hours ago, they made a big move. Yesterday was day one reaction, kind of in the moment, how we felt. Today, we really spin it forward. It's less about how we feel, and it's more about what we think moving forward. And I'm really going to pose this question to everyone today at 215-592-9494. Do you think the 76ers are legit title contenders? I mean legit title contenders, because the odds say they are. You look across America, the various odds that have come out now since this move, the Sixers are really high up there, as high as third in a lot of spots for chances to win the NBA championship. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. This coming from a time, obviously, when, you know, just last week, a lot of us were like, wake me up somewhere in the future. You know, my belief was that the 76ers would not renew my faith this offseason. I mean, heck, we did a freaking, you know, a WIP debate last week. You know, when Ellie and I were I want to say going toe-to-toe. I don't know if we did. Maybe people said he smoked me. I don't know. Like
tiny toe to tiny toe.
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where I feel better than I thought I would. But I know this. No matter who they sign, this thing is primarily going to come down to Joel Embiid. And through his career, he has never been able to answer the bell for an extended period of time in the postseason. So I'm curious at 215-592-9494. First and foremost, are you sort of back in with renewed hope? But more importantly, do you believe, because you know, at the end of the day, this thing's about trying to climb the mountaintop and win it all. Do you think the 76ers actually are legit title contenders and should truly be amongst the favorites in the NBA to get it done? John Ritchie, America turns its lonely eyes to you. Well, you know Joe DiMaggio, but that's all right. Look, everyone at 215-592-9494, we do turn our eyes to you, John, or at least our ears in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Are they legit?
Yes, they are legit. And yesterday I was sort of on the fence, having my doubts, lukewarm, however you want to put it, trying to get my mind around where this was headed, whether Paul George was going to be the tough-minded, you know, catalyst that we were looking for, if he could raise the level of play of everyone else around him. This morning I woke up to the sound of my dog retching. Last night was the first night that I let my dog, who I adopted like a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, normally he sleeps on top of the covers. Last night, you know, he wanted to get underneath the covers. He's underneath the covers, but this morning at like 2:50 something, I feel that. I don't know if you're a dog owner.
We've all been there.
I felt that in my core. And so, you know, immediately
get him off the bed. Get him off the bed.
Throw the lights on. Yeah, I'm charging around with the dog, like trying to lead his face out away from the bed as he's, you know, retching up pieces of sticks.
Did I ask you a question if the Sixers are legit title contender? I'm very, very confused right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the start to my day.
Okay.
This is a, you know, not exactly the way I was hoping my day would begin.
Of course.
I'm cleaning up canine bile, but I'm thinking, honest to God, I'm thinking to myself, we have it pretty good right now.
Wow.
Think about the situation.
I see what you
we're
just
looking
did.
At in Philadelphia. It's like I had greater satisfaction in life because we have a chance to win a world title in basketball because of moves that Daryl made yesterday. And it's not just the big move. Yeah, it's some of the small moves too. Like I really like Kelly Oubre. I do think it's important that Andre Drummond is on this team again as well. I love that we have the pieces. I love that we have the big three. People say, hey, you need a big four. You need a big five. I'm saying Joel Embiid is what we need. Just in line with what you're saying, Joe. If Joel stays healthy for the first time ever for the duration of a season, we're good to go. We certainly can win a world title with this group right here. And the thing that I'm thinking as I'm cleaning up the canine bile, like, who eats sticks until they puke?
Right.
I'm thinking basketball, we are looking good. By the way, football, I think our offense is going to be so off the charts this season that our chances to win the Super Bowl, we're tied for fifth in those odds. As far as baseball goes, we know we got the best record in all of baseball. We got the best odds to win the World Series there. Things are good. Things are good no matter what time you got to wake up because your dog is sick.
Well, listen, I like the analogy, and I get how you did bring that full circle, okay? And I'm sorry you had that start to the day. But I'm happy for you that you feel that sense of peace and joy inside based on
Absolutely. The
sports fan.
Don't you?
Well, I feel a lot of it. But, Seltzer, I want to ask you a question, and you'll know what I'm driving at. Do you trust Joel Embiid?
It's a great question. Also,
this Paul George thing is all good and well. But Paul George is not going to lead the Sixers to a title. And Tyrese Maxey at this stage of his career, and probably his whole career, is not going to lead the Sixers to a title. James, do you trust the big guy?
Well, that's the biggest question. And to all of this stuff, it's like, I need titles, okay? I'm not going to be happy until I have titles. This is nice, this run. It's fun to enjoy. But we need actual rings. We need actual championships. And that's the question, because to your point, like, Joel has...
Did I catch a plural in there? Like,
yeah,
we
rings.
Need
more.
Titles.
More, yes. Seriously, though, to your point, Joe, no. I can't trust Joel Embiid until he does it. And it's all going to come down to Joel Embiid being able to play for a month straight in the playoffs.
A month and a half, whatever it is.
Yeah, 2 months these days.
Dude, the finals just ended.
Yeah, you're right.
The Sixers have been done for like 7 months,
yeah,
it feels
it's
like.
It's crazy.
And they finally just ended like a week and a half ago.
It's all going to come down to Embiid being able to do it, and until we see him last, again, he couldn't get through the first freaking round this year. Like, until we see that, I hesitate to believe it can happen.
All right, well, look, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's so much to it. First off, we'll obviously take your day two reaction on Paul George being acquired by the Sixers. It's no small thing. I mean, it really is, you know, let me put it this way. It should be one of the most consequential free agent acquisitions in the history of Philadelphia sports. We know in recent years, you know, the Phillies took some big bites out of free agency. And it really changed their whole dynamic. From Bryce Harper to Zach Wheeler, and I'm going a little out of order here, but Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber and Castellanos and Trey Turner, I mean, they brought in some lumber. And it has elevated them to the team with the best record in baseball. So that's awesome. We know historically, you know, whether it's the acquisition of Pete Rose, you know, or look, there are some lessers.
Is that a new hat, by the way?
No, I got this in London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I went
that
to
London. Nice.
I went to London without a Phillies hat, so I was like, oh, I better get one over there.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Joe, we've sort of castigated you for your hat in the past. It's been terrible.
Is it going to help
me? This is a really sharp-looking.
Is it going to help me break 100 today?
Probably not, but it's a great hat.
Boom,
wow.
Boom, boom. All right, so look, here's the deal. I mean,
John is literally out of his seat looking at your hat now.
This is the
now.
Nicest hat you've
thank
ever
you.
Worn,
thank
and
you.
I'm not exaggerating.
Well, it's from London, so thank you, sir. Look, we've had so many opportunities at the free agent thing through the years. Ricky Waters, Connor Barwin, Troy Vincent, Chris Gratton, although they technically had a trade for him. Like, there have been so many. So this one, does it make a big, big, big difference? Because I know this fan base was largely dead a week ago based on how the 76ers made us feel.
Mm-hmm.
How they made us feel. So, amongst other things,
this awakens something.
Amongst other things, do you feel different now? Do you believe in the 76ers now? Are you reinvigorated? Are they reinvigorated? Oddsmakers say the 76ers should be amongst the best teams in the NBA, and many oddsmakers say have the third best chance to win the championship. Is that on point, or is that foolish because you can't trust the big guy? Put another way, ladies and gentlemen, do you trust Embiid to stay healthy and to get it done? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls throughout the show on the 76ers with Paul George, but also we'll get to the Eagles, we'll get to the Phils next as well. A lot going on here today, and your chance to win some really cool concert tickets today. Jared Cameron, John Richie, just off and rolling. Your phone calls coming up on 94WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.